Here we go, mental health advocates. It has been a while since I had a welcome back episode, and there is no one better than Michael out in Louisiana. He first joined us, I want to say, maybe about a year ago or so. He's been on Writing with Authors. He had an incredible episode here. He touched on everything from depression, anxiety, coming out, meditation. He talked about it all, and now this time we were just talking behind the scenes. He's already got another book that can help everybody. He's done some stuff with his practice and so much more. We're going to talk about some things he learned during the pandemic about his mental health, some of his favorite things to do for his mental health, some advice for you if you are having a tough time, and maybe some things he's working on. Like I said, he's up to a lot. Welcome back to A Mental Health Break. This is Vincent A. Lancey. And again, I am excited to bring back Michael because of his passion to help others and break mental health stigma. Michael, thank you for taking the time to come back.
You're welcome. It's always fun to be back.
Yes, we just passed. We're talking Hurricane Ian. Both Louisiana and Florida tend to get hit sometimes, and we're both still with us. No major damage, which is great. Everyone listening on, I hope everything went okay for you and you prepare well for this next storm. Unfortunately, I don't think it's the last one, but we can hope for the best, Michael.
I know. They're not fun, that is for sure.
It was like COVID times again. I'm in the grocery store aisles. There's no water bottles. There's no toilet paper. And I always think to myself, the people that buy 38, 40 toilet papers, what are you? How long is that going to last you? You know, you buy all the. Like, how long is that going to really last you that people can't get it now?
Right. Hey, I wore one of my new self-help personal growth t-shirts for you today.
I love it. Grow through what you go through, and stick around to the end of the show. Michael's going to tell you where to find all of his awesome books, merchandise. He really has a lot to offer in his sphere.
At Tampa Counseling and Wellness, we want to remind you that it's okay to not be okay. Reaching out for support and asking for a little extra help can be overwhelming, but everyone deserves a safe space to heal. We're so honored to be that space for Florida residents. If you want to learn more about our services or you'd like to set up a free consultation with one of our clinicians, you can call or text us at 813-520-2807. We're looking forward to growing with you.
But while we're talking about Michael, let's stay on him. During the pandemic, we had a lot of ups and downs. There was no doubt about it. It was challenging times for everybody. What is something you learned about your mental health during these lockdown pandemic times?
When you kind of asked that question, like some immediate things popped in my head. So I tend to just kind of go with that.
Yes.
and then see where that goes. But I go outside a lot. Like I like being outside. When I was in my worst with anxiety and depression, nature was like my saving grace. And I started meditation in that same period. It was kind of early 90s. I was finishing up with grad school in the late 80s, beginning my own thing. And, you know, my background's in social work, and I was working in psych hospitals at that time. But I was actually going into my own therapy at that time. It was like I just knew things should be better, and they weren't. And so it's like, well, if you're going to be a therapist, you just shouldn't go through, right? It'll only make you better. And it's to me, it's always a good criteria. But I've always been fascinated more by alternative healing processes, and I've not always been a fan of like medications and stuff like that. To me, they definitely have their purpose and time and place.
Of course, yes.
I'm not saying a no to it across the board, but to me, it's a last resort kind of thing. It's like, okay, I've tried everything else, and now, you know. But spirituality has always been big, and I've studied different types of spirituality. I was raised Catholic, but I wanted more. And I was into kind of a Native American piece then. And I've always loved nature, and I grew up on a farm. And so I was starting to meditate, a process called centering prayer, but I would go in this little grove of trees that was on the property. I was renting a room from a friend of mine in her house. And I'll always remember, like, I would just feel the anxiety. It's like, if you've ever had real bad anxiety, just it's like, you're just, it's, and not in a good way, you know,
no.
And I remember I would go and meditate, but I would sit my butt on the ground in this little grove of trees. And the moment I would like make contact, I could just feel myself. It was just like it would just dissipate. Mm-hmm. And when COVID happened, I walk my dogs every day, a couple of times a day. And it was just, I was outside more, it just seemed like, than always.
Right.
And one of the things that I noticed, and it actually was, to me, it was helpful during the pandemic, was there's a few of us who, we walk our dogs, so we always see each other. You know, the walkers and the dog walkers, you always kind of see each other. All of a sudden, though, there were all these people walking and biking, and I'm like, who the hell are they? And when did they move in to the neighborhood? You know, it's like, I've been here for years and I've never seen you before. And it was just fun to actually see more people out. And one of my neighbors, she has three kids and she's just a great mom. And they started doing artwork projects on the front porch. And then she hung this clothesline along this, they're on a corner in the side street. And she would just clip the kids' work. And every day when I would walk my dog, I got to just, it was like I got to just go and browse the art. But it was such a, those were like, they were meaningful moments during all that. It was there was distance and there was, you know, protocols and all that, but there was this piece of it that I don't know, those really struck out when you mentioned the pandemic and my mental health, and I always remember just how good just seeing those kids' pictures, something simple. And I think sometimes we, I was thinking about this morning, you know, when with depression, things like that, I think one of the worst things is we let our feelings really decide everything in those moments because we feel very victim to it, stuck in it, you know. And I think one of the worst things we do is we quit deciding. there was something about that is like, I have to decide, how do I want to feel today? I have to decide I want to feel better today. And it doesn't mean I'll feel great if I'm really feeling depressed, but if I don't make a decision about it, mm-hmm. I'm just going to stay victim to the feeling of I'm stuck in and the neurology that's going on around it. And there's something about just deciding to feel better. And it's like, just the decision I want to, right? And see where that leads you. And what next step does that lead you to? And sometimes just thinking the thought and making the decision. I'm going to decide I want to feel a little bit better today and just see where that goes, you know, but there's, if I never make the decision about my feeling, then I'm going to just be victim to however it is. And it's one of those, to me, it's, you know, if we want to get good at something, we practice it, right?
I love that.
If I want to get good at an instrument, a sport, anything, I just have to practice it. And I'm like, well, we don't really practice our feelings on purpose, but we could. It's like, you know, I'm just going to practice a little bit of, I did an experiment and I know I'm kind of rambling, but they all kind of relate.
Don't even worry about it. Keep on going, Michael.
I did an experiment. It's going to be a chapter in my next book. And it was, what would be fun to do today? Right. And that was my new question. And I was like, I'm going to ask it every day and I'm going to ask it for an entire week. And I'm going to listen to my intuition and I'm going to do whatever that is. And, you know, and some days it was just my office is walking distance to one of my favorite little restaurants and it has a great little outdoor seating. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to, it would be really fun to just go sit out there and have lunch. Right. And another day it was, both my husband and I were off and it's like, within about 40 minutes, there's this cool lake and it's on a campground and you could just go have a picnic. And I was like, you know, let's just pack up a cooler, pack up some sandwiches, bring a couple of chairs. We'll drive out there. We'll spend a few hours by the lake and then we'll come home, you know, and it didn't cost much of anything. You know, we already had everything at the house.
I love everything you said here. And the thing that stuck out in the beginning was The power of a wave. During the pandemic protocols, you can't high five, hug, this, that. You're walking down the street, just finding peace, seeing new people. Think how powerful that wave is in such dark times. Someone's waving at you.
Yeah.
I really love that you even said just deciding to feel better and see where that takes us. We just have to take that leap outside our comfort zone. We've done that in different scenarios in our lives. I challenge everyone listening on to take that step, not being a victim to your feelings. Listen to your intuition. Michael is on fire today, offering out all the help. But now we're going to ask for some more help, Michael, for everyone listening on today. What are some of your favorite things to do for your mental health? Something that is good for your mental health?
You know, if I'm honest, I really have to remember, like, go do something fun.
I'm in the same boat. I don't do it enough. I need to.
There are people in my life, they're very wired that way. And, you know, and I'm just like, but I have to remember to do it. And it's not like my life's good. And that's not like, you know, but it's like to deliberately think about, no, just what would be something fun? And I have found that I have to remember to do that and say that and ask that, but it definitely helps my mental health. Like that week I was talking about that I practiced that, it was actually a very fun week.
Sure, it was a lot of reflection, I'm sure.
And it wasn't, and I didn't mean like, you know, I didn't have to like take a trip somewhere and, you know, it was simple things. The other thing for me for mental health, it's just simple stuff. Like I like to walk. Mm-hmm. I don't like to run. The gym's okay, but I quit my membership when the pandemic happened,
right.
and I haven't restarted it. but I like to walk even more than I like to bike. So every day I go and I walk.
I love to bike, especially here in Florida. Now when we get to our best season, that fall and winter season, where it's not 100 degrees all day, if you get up early and you get out there, the bike trails, it is fantastic, Michael. And you're in Louisiana, correct?
I am.
Yes. And I'm sure it's a great time of year for you too, other than hurricane season.
I don't walk during those.
No, man.
It's just, to me, those simple things are, if I'm really struggling, if I'm really discouraged, if I'm kind of in that funk, I know just, yeah, you know, even at my, I would just go walk in the parking lot, like just go outside and move. and it might not make me have the greatest day, but it'll shift my funk and my energy just a little bit.
But that's what it's about. And I had dear friend, Dr. Richard Bossio, come on the podcast way early. We're talking first couple episodes. He said, Vin, when you take your walks, leave your phone at home for once. Just listen to the sounds, the birds, the natural, everything, just taking in the air. And it truly was therapeutic in a way, where I would come back to my work and take it. And I like what you also remember to do something fun. Remembering to do something fun is something I have failed at many times over the years, as I'm all in solopreneurship for so long. But something I talk about in Mr. Lance, he talks mental health in my chapter, is that mental health day each week. If it can't be a full day, so be it. But having a day where you do something that you truly enjoy. For me, and I talk about this a lot, I watch the Jets on Sundays. That's my go-to time. Unfortunately, it is not good for mental health. But this year, we're 3-2 as we're recording this right now. We are have above the 500 mark, more wins than losses. Enjoy it while I can. Enjoy it while it lasts. Time of disappointment. But that's another podcast.
No, yeah.
that's another podcast. I want to ask you, Michael, what is some advice you can give out to our audience for anyone who is going through a tough time right now?
Keep it simple. I think we make it too hard. Like, just do simple things that are just going to help you feel a little better, you know, and, you know, we're mentioning just a few things. It's like, you know, just put on your shoes, go outside. It's like, you don't set up, you don't have to walk 3 miles, just do a block. But yeah, just keep
baby steps. Yes.
Like if you're watching like a lot of crap on TV, go put it on Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's improv, they're hysterical. It's like, I can't watch that show and not feel better at the end of 30 minutes. Yeah, it's like put a comedy on purpose, right? It's just It's sometimes if your own mind is your worst enemy, if I go watch a comedy, it forces me to focus on something and it'll pull me out of it a little bit.
Be intentional, and, yes.
And it's just, if you just shift a little bit, there's a whole different line of thinking there. Mm-hmm. You know, and now you're in a better place to deal with whatever it is you're dealing with.
Very well said. Keep going, yes.
Simple things, keep it simple. But what's going to help me just shift? The other thing, I'm big on meditation. I use it for everything. and when I'm really in a funk, I'll increase my meditation times. And it might just be 5 minutes here and another 5 minutes here, but I do find it's just enough. It just shifts me. I will say, if your negativity and your head's going strong, mm-hmm. guided meditations are best at that time because it helps you focus on something to get you to a different place. Versus like centering prayer is about being in silence and returning to that.
Well, what I will say is you made a great point there. Not everybody needs to meditate for an hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Everybody is different. I had unrealistic expectations when I started meditating. I don't do it frequently. I've used different forms of mental health improvement methods. Like, and that's another message that works for some. Other people mm-hmm. don't love this, that. I thought it was some miracle drug meditation. I'm going to do it and just come out. But I learned that I can train myself to move away from thoughts and the power to walk away things. But before I let you go, Michael, I'm going to have to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Big meditation guy. What are some of your favorite benefits of meditation for everyone out there that does not meditate right now?
If you'd use your breath and your heart, right? If I purposely sense my breath here, and so what it does is it interrupts negative thought. So if you really are, and I purposely sense my breathing, when I sense my breathing, I'm not thinking. So if your negativity is running, it's like 150 mile an hour car and it's gotten away from you. Just sensing my breath and my heart will slow that down. But so part of the benefit for me is it will slow the momentum of negative thought going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a 2 minute will just sort of reset me in a way. It's like I just kind of get centered again. I'm less pulled by whatever was pulling me. And I just feel a little clearer and I can like, okay, what do I want to do next? Or, you know, what's the best thing?
I love that.
And, you know, even if I'm feeling sick, like I feel early signs of sinus infections or something, mm-hmm. and I increase my meditation time, I've literally had enough experiences where it really interrupts the infection process.
Really?
It boosts your immune. Well, when you meditate, your cells are hanging out in an improved energetic state. Well, your body, your cells, your immune system, all that exists in those emotional states. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in a state of stress all the time, then my cells are always hanging out in that place. My immune system's hanging out in that place. My biology is. Mm-hmm. But when I meditate and I do things like that, now I'm letting my cells and my immune system hang out in an improved state. And okay. So by the nature of that, and there's tons of research on how it improves mental health and physical health. But I experiment on me all the time. So
thank you, Michael. I knew you would give us some great, great feedback on that. And overall, another great episode. If you missed his first episode, be sure to scroll down in the episode description. I'll have his link there. I'll have his link for his writing journey in there as well. He gave a lights out testimony on writing with authors to help all you writers out there. But before we find out his contact info, normally, as you know, Michael, we do the spotlight story where we look into the mental health of someone famous to let you know that you are not alone, listeners. But since he's already been on the show for today, I'm going to ask him to shout out anyone else who is helping break mental health stigma, anyone else in his circle that is doing great work for mental health.
Great work for mental health. You know, my background is in social work, and there's just a local national association of social workers chapter. Mm-hmm. And every city and state usually has one.
Okay.
And so they always offer these free workshops, most of them anyway. So in your area, just to look for that national association of social workers and
love that.
See what kind of free workshops. Like there's There's one coming up on grief around children's grief, right? And
very important.
There was another one a week ago on sex addiction. And there's I'm going to do one in November on using your breath and heart to meditate. And so just reach out to those because there's some free things out there.
Absolutely. And now, of course, Michael, where can we find you? All things Michael, your website, books, anything.
Website, createwithconsciousness.com is kind of my where everything exists. It needs some updating, but it's where everything exists. And it's also a way to reach me. But email is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at createwithconsciousness.com. And then the other website I have is divinedirt.net. And that's where I use my writing and my photography to create inspirational products, kind of like the shirt and mugs and that kind of stuff.
I'll have to make sure to do some video clips for this show because he's got his gear on. He's got everything he's created right there. A true entrepreneur. Not only does he have his practice, but he's got the books. He's got it all. Michael, thank you again. And I look forward to seeing your continued success. Please keep me in the loop when your next book comes out so I can bring you back on Writing with Authors. But until then, I am signing off here in Tampa. Michael, have a great day.
Thanks, man.